We're back. We're talking about prices, and now let's talk about subscription prices. So one of the kind of fascinating things about Simplero is that any given product can be sold in multiple ways, and you can have some prices that are just an outright price, you can have installment prices, and you can have subscription prices for the same product. So say this product is $97 if you pay it in full, but you can also buy it at a subscription at, let's say, $17 a month. So we add a price, and we could call this subscription, and then we could make that a subscription and say that it's $17 a month, and no trial, for example, no trial. And so for subscriptions, you have this option about auto-renew. So auto-renew is what happens when that month is over, the month that they paid for. Will we automatically auto-renew? Excuse me. Or will we not renew, in which case it will just be expired. You paid for the month, and now it expires, and it's over. So that's auto-renew on-off, and that can be turned on and off for each individual purchase. So the forced or versus optional is whether or not your customer can choose one or the other. So if you do auto-renew on and forced, then when they cancel, because they can always cancel unless they're within the minimum commitment date period, which we'll talk about in a second, they can always cancel, but then the cancellation is immediate, it's right now. Versus if auto-renew is on but optional, they can turn auto-renew off, and then it will just expire at the end of the period that they paid for. Versus up here, where when they go cancel, it's immediate and they're out and they lose access. Auto-renew off means that when they purchase, by default, it won't auto-renew, so they only get 1 month, and then after that, it's going to expire. But they have the option of going in and changing that and setting it to renew. And then finally, auto-renew off forced means that they'll just have access for that month and then nothing else, and they'll be out and it's done, it's over. So usually you'll want to leave it here, auto-renew on optional, and they can choose to turn it off, and then it'll just expire at the end of the period that they paid for. Minimum commitment, so you could do something like it's $17 a month for an open month-to-month subscription, but if they pay, if they commit to a year, for example, they get a lower fee, so that would be a separate price. We can do that in a second. So why don't we do this? So like it's $27 a month, and how do they get access? It's published as a list price. Da da da. All this stuff is as it is. You probably want to say automatic charge only, so that it will automatically renew at that. So we can charge when it goes to renew. So month to month, like that. And let's create that price. Super duper. So that's here. Let's enable it. And now let's make one that has a commitment. So subscription, and we call that annual commitment. Like that. And that's also a subscription. And in this case, it's 17 per month. And then we say commitment. So here it's a good idea to say, well, it's 11 months, because then they will have renewed for the last period, and then after that, they're free. Or you could do like 360 days, whatever. You just want to make sure that they don't have to renew at that last date. It's easy to get into like finicky situations like that. So let's enable that, and then we go over here and look at our form. So now they have, with annual commitment, here they get this price month to month, they get this price, or a fast mover, blah, 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 all that stuff. So now we have many options for paying here. Yes, so that is subscription. Another thing that we can do with subscriptions that's kind of interesting is to have multiple periods. So maybe they pay $27 a month, but then it gradually drops. That can be a way to kind of keep people in your club. So after 3 months, say it drops to $17, and that, so $17 a month, and that runs. So here's how to read this. So 1 month 427. How many times does this repeat? Well, in this case, it repeats forever, which means we'll never get to this piece. So let's change that and say it repeats three times. So they get period 1 for 27, period 2, 1 month for 27, period 3, 1 month for 27. And then we go down here, and they get 1 month for 17, and that keeps going on forever. But you can also let this keep going, you know, say, well, and then after three more months, it drops all the way down to $12 per month for 1 month, and that keeps going forever. So you can have as many of these as you want, and it'll just like go down, go through these periods. So you can have it drop. You can move these around too if you wanted to. So it drops. Another kind of freaky, interesting thing that you can do with subscription prices is you can add installments for a period. This is something that confuses a few people, and it's not really relevant when we're down in these examples. But here's something that it could be used for, where it was designed for. So annual subscription. So let's make another one. That's let's see if it's 27 per month. It's 97 up, right? So annual subscription. I don't know. Let's say that's 77. Gives it access for 1 year, no trial. Let's do the usual auto renew, published, automatic charge only. Let's do that. So create that price, and then it's down here. So now this one, you can look at it here. This one gives access for 1 year for 77, and then it'll renew at that price after that year. But we can also do a variation of that, which is an annual subscription in installments. So so the way that works, we can do like that. The way that works is, they'll pay 77 or thereabouts, but let's say they pay it in 3 months. So instead of paying 77 up front, they pay 27, still gives access for a year, but then there's going to be another two installments of 27 for the same period. So they're getting access for a year, but they're paying for it over multiple installments within that year. There's nothing guaranteeing that this is within that year, but so they end up paying 87 for it, 27 the first month, 27 a month later, 27 a month later, and then they will have access for the year. If they don't pay any of those, they'll be cut off, obviously. But so this is all within one period, and then it renews next year, and they're going to pay the same, 27, 27, 27, for then they've paid for the year, and then the next year after that until they cancel. So that is how this works. So it can be get a little confusing, but if you read it kind of from the top down, you know, you get 1 year for all of these payments. It repeats until cancel, which means, you know, you'll see that line underneath there. So if you look at this one, let's rename it and be annual subscription in installments, like that. So 27, then. So that's that one. And an annual subscription in installments says 1 year for this plus da 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 for a total of that. This one says 1 month for this, and then you'll notice the dotted line here. Then 1 month for this times three periods, and then another dotted line, and then 1 month for etc. If we look at that price, you'll see how you can kind of read those from the top. 1 month repeats three times. 1 month repeats three times. And you see this little arrow kind of things telling you that it's going to continue down to the next period. So now our order form has gotten way super confusing. And this one, the first 1 month for the first three periods, and then 1 month for, etc. So yeah, you can get pretty crazy with these prices and subscription prices and shit. But, excuse my language, but that's how we do it. We have a lot of options here. All right. Hope this explains it. Take care. Bye-bye.